What kind of things do tourists like to do in cities? I think it depends on age. Tourists of different ages do completely different things in the city. Older generations, like my parents, tend to visit the famous local scenic spots, such as the Oriental Pearl TV Tower in Shanghai or the Forbidden City in Beijing, and they must have their picture taken with those landmarks. However, younger generations may consider it as a boring way to travel. Finding a comfortable hotel in a new city is the first step to a perfect trip. And of course, the most important thing is to taste the popular local food. They usually like internet famous food or business centers. Apart from amusement parks, we are usually not interested in some of the more traditional attractions. What are the benefits for cities of having lots of tourists? I think the main benefit of tourism for any city is to the economy. Cities which attract a large number of tourists receive a huge revenue boost in many sectors, particularly in the transport, retail, and hospitality industries. Tourists are more liberal with their spending habits compared to local inhabitants, and many cities rely heavily on the money they can make from domestic and international tourists to survive. Tourists typically stay in hotels, eat at restaurants, utilize public and private transport, and many spend exorbitant amounts of money on luxury goods and souvenirs that may not be available to buy in their home cities or countries. Aside from the economic benefits, having a regular flow of tourists creates a more international, multicultural atmosphere for any city, which can also have positive consequences. It can help to attract investment from a wide range of countries, educate local people, and promote tolerance and understanding between people of a variety of racial, social, and cultural backgrounds. What are the disadvantages for people living in cities which are popular with tourists? Though tourism brings many benefits to cities, there are definitely some drawbacks, especially for local citizens. During peak tourist season, cities popular with tourists get far busier than they usually are. Public places can quickly become overcrowded. Increased traffic causes major congestion and longer commutes for workers. Finding parking can become extremely time-consuming, and public transport networks struggle to cope with higher numbers of passengers. Furthermore, cities popular with tourists unfortunately tend to attract criminals such as scammers and pickpockets. This can have a negative effect on the image of a city and puts added pressure on the police to ensure laws are upheld and citizens remain safe. Another byproduct of tourism is the cost of living. Tourism drives up prices to such an extent that many locals are no longer able to afford to live in the places they were born. They have little choice but to move out of the cities into more suburban areas where house prices, public services, and essential items are more reasonably priced. Why are so many young people attracted to city life? There is a wide variety of reasons that young people are increasingly attracted to city life. Arguably, the most important is to do with career opportunities. Compared to rural areas, cities have much greater job prospects for young, educated people. The vast majority of large, famous, and reputable companies in every industry are located in or near to cities. So, living too far from these cities can make it almost impossible to get a good job with such a company. Additionally, cities typically offer young people far greater social and recreational opportunities and a higher overall standard of living. There are more things to do to occupy your free time, from visiting museums and art galleries and eating international cuisine, to meeting people from all over the world, starting new hobbies, and joining an almost limitless variety of clubs, organizations, and societies. Public services are more widely available, and the standard of healthcare, education, and public transport is often much higher than in the countryside. Are cities better for young people than for old people? In my opinion, most modern cities are much better suited for young people than for old people. Large cities are usually very crowded, congested, and full of young, tech-savvy professionals trying to earn a living. People hurry from place to place, drivers impatiently beep their horns. Commuters push their way on and off subway trains and buses, and citizens increasingly rely on mobile phones and other modern technology to make more efficient use of their time. The pace of life in bustling cities just doesn't seem to fit the way most elderly people like to go about their lives. In my experience, the elderly walk and drive slowly, struggle with many physically demanding tasks, and have difficulty understanding how to use a lot of modern systems and gadgets. In many ways, I think most old people would probably prefer to enjoy their retirement in smaller, less crowded places where they can do things at their own pace. How do people improve their quality of lives in cities? Living and working in a large city can quickly become a lonely, monotonous existence. Luckily, there is a wealth of opportunities available for citizens that can vastly improve the quality of their lives. Singles can use dating apps to meet like-minded people for friendship or romance, while there is a whole spectrum of clubs, organizations, and societies for bored or lonely people to make friends, take up a new hobby, or participate in meaningful community projects. A range of museums and art galleries can expand people's cultural and historical understanding, and public parks provide a serene environment for people to exercise, meditate, relax, or just escape from the stress of their daily routines. Public and private educational establishments in cities means that people can improve their skills and enhance their career prospects, from learning a new language to obtaining a vocational qualification. The higher salaries available in urban centers compared to rural areas can raise many people and their families out of poverty and give thousands of people the chance to lead more comfortable, fulfilling lives.